Blackstone Audio presents The Financier by Theodore Dreiser. Chapter 1. The Philadelphia into which Frank Algernon Copperwood was born was a city of 250,000 and more. It was set with handsome parks, notable buildings, and crowded with historic memories. Many of the things that we and he knew later were not then in existence. The telegraph, telephone, express company, ocean steamer, city delivery of mails. There were no postage stamps or registered letters. The streetcar had not arrived. In its place were hosts of omnibuses, and for longer travel, the slowly developing railroad system still largely connected by canals. Cowperwood's father was a bank clerk at the time of Frank's birth, but 10 years later, when the boy was already beginning to turn a very sensible, vigorous eye on the world, Mr. Henry Worthington Copperwood, because of the death of the bank's president and the consequent moving ahead of the other officers, fell heir to the place vacated by the promoted teller at the, to him, munificent salary of $3,500 a year. At once he decided, as he told his wife joyously, to remove his family from 21 Buttonwood Street to 124 New Market Street, a much better neighborhood, where there was a nice brick house of 3 stories in height, as opposed to their present 2-story domicile. There was the probability that some day they would come into something even better, but for the present this was sufficient. He was exceedingly grateful. Henry Worthington Copperwood was a man who believed only what he saw and was content to be what he was, a banker, or a prospective one. He was at this time a significant figure, tall, lean, inquisitorial, clerkly, with nice, smooth, closely cropped side whiskers coming to almost the lower lobes of his ears. His upper lip was smooth and curiously long, and he had a long, straight nose and a chin that tended to be pointed. His eyebrows were bushy, emphasizing vague, grayish-green eyes, and his hair was short and smooth and nicely parted. He wore a frock coat always. It was quite the thing in financial circles in those days, and a high hat, and he kept his hands and nails immaculately clean. His manner might have been called severe, though really it was more cultivated than austere. Being ambitious to get ahead...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?